Blog Talk Radio.
At the same time, I want to say to the crazy fans, you know, doing something illegal because I'm in the spotlight. That's not fair. It's not fair to anybody in the spotlight. But anyway, I love to make music. And thank you for listening. I enjoy it. It's a collection, it's a slow evolution of rock and pop. Again, if you notice, there's a bunch of rock songs. I'm sorry, I made so many rock songs over the years. And slow evolution, the title means of a process that took many years for me to make. So I hope you like it. I didn't write it just with David Waterbury. I wrote it with other people. With so many songs. I've written thousands of songs. Some that, you know, that were recorded, others discarded. I've written with bands. I've written with different people. So it's the process that creativity can bring, you know. It's a variety of different interests with different people and collaborations that bring about a song. This Slow Evolution of Duff Knight in particular is a collection of songs that I did with David Waterbury, who I consider is a very talented, good human being. So, as I mentioned before, you know, half the songs are about really life issues, troubled issues in my life, like tragedy is not what I am. It's about overcoming obstacles, overcoming dream killers, naysayers. I deal with that constantly. I talk about it constantly, as you know, because it inspires me to continue to do what I'm doing, because there are people in my environment who don't want me to succeed in music or in education or anything, who are very dangerous. So when I mention dangerous people, people who don't want me to be a successful person because they are jealous, or and that's not fair. Sociopathy is not an excuse to stop a talented person like me or someone else to make their dreams come true. And that's not fair. So that's what it's all about with the Slow Evolution of Duff Knight. It's about music from a point of view. And Unique is another similar song. You know, I'm unique. I'm very unique. And I express myself in creativity and express myself in many different ways. It doesn't mean that I should be judged by the color of my skin or by the way I look. You know, when I say color of skin, it could be, you know, I don't look a certain type for me to be in some situation that is profitable. That's racism. I mean, any type of racism, regardless of it, or the way I look, how big I am, how old I am, that has nothing to do with the talent that I have to make it in the industry. So that's what Unique is about, and it is a true story of experience with a record executive, as I mentioned before, who judged me by the way I looked and not by my talent. And there are lots of executives who don't do that. And it was another incident where I was in a jam band. We were jamming and someone wanted another person to be the lead singer because of the way he looked, not because of his vocal talent. So that was the illustration of Unique. And Unique means that I will continue to sing or continue to do what I need to do despite those obstacles or that prejudice or you know, stuff. You know, it was not a time for Milli Vanilli type situation to come on. Someone would just get vocally because of an image. That was back in the 80s. The 80s are over with. This is the 21st century. 21st century is also about love, peace, and love. I can equate with the Flower Child movement and, you know, peace and love. But Unique, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, is about overcoming obstacles. Now, Outkast, I apologize if it sounds melancholy. It was a sadness that was illustrated when I was living on the street. I was going through so much turmoil that I written that from looking at everything. I felt alone and sad while I was sitting in a coffee shop for several hours, had no place to live after getting robbed, and I was on the streets. So that was what it was all about. I felt alone, and it was what I felt at that time, but it was a catharsis in writing the song. It's very cathartic to write that song because it helped me. It released a lot of tension and a lot of negativity for me to be healthy and positive, to understand it as well as to write about it. So that's what it illustrates from that perspective of trying to deal with the coping with loneliness and discard it from society. It's important to recognize this because as a musician or as talented people, you know, some musicians, and me included, were social outcasts for no reason. I did not hurt anybody, but they targeted me because of the way I look or because I was, you know, just who I was. So, the thing is that I felt sad and I felt crazed by the horrific events of being on the streets, as well as other events up to now that helped me write about that song. So that was the illustration from my life, but it was a catharsis for me to release it, to write something positive. And of course the positive songs are about love, because love is so important. Love is what keeps us together. And, you know, love is where it is. Because love means like telling somebody that you really like them or saying, that is why I fell in love with you.
True love, are you the one for me?
you know, it's important that I talk about a lot of things, you know, because love transcends all places, you know, all people, all boundaries, all categories. Love doesn't hurt. Love is not obsession. Love is not stalking. Love is not harassment. Love is not pain. Love heals. Love protects. Love transcends color, race, sex, religion, sexual orientation, etc., etc., etc. That's why I write about love, because it's the purest form of spirituality. It's where spirituality is, love. It's not male, female, black, white, straight, gay. It's none of that. It's not Jewish, Catholic, Christian. It's none of that. It's purified to accept everyone. It doesn't see any boundary. And that's the true essence of songwriting, of what I've written. That is why I fell in love with you. Yes, I've written other songs too, but that's what it is. I like to write about love between two people, or love in general, because it's about it's spirituality, acceptance. And, you know, while romantic love is, you know, can be an ambiguous experience for everyone, spiritual love, the highest form of love, is within each person to love themselves. Because I know that. I was taught that if you love yourself, you can love someone else. If you do not love yourself, you cannot love someone else. So that's what the illustration of what I was trying to go by in my songwriting on the Slow Evolution of Dove Night. Because that's a process of several years of writing songs. These songs already have been released. You know, it already been released to iTunes, Google Play, and several outlets on the internet you can find, as well as videos. I'm going to mention about The Tragedy Is Not What I Am, the song, which is on Slow Evolution of Dove Night. You know, it shows an illustration of the up and downs and the failures that I went through. You know, people label me a failure because I didn't get nowhere with my music at one time. And, you know, I couldn't, you know, I wasn't employed and I was in a bad situation. I kept believing in myself, and my situation did change for the better. And things would continue to change for the better. That's why The Tragedy Is Not What I Am, the video was illustrated that way. Because it's important for it to be illustrated. Because that is how it comes and is formed from the experiences that I went through. And, you know, is this part of the way life is, unfortunately and sadly, because, you know, it's unfair, you know. And I am a grunge rocker, Seattle rocker at heart, because those songs are very similar to Nirvana or Smashing Pumpkins. They really are. And it's truly what it is. But I wasn't trying to be a part of it. I was naturally who I was. I write about very meaningful and sometimes melancholy, sad stuff. But when it comes to love, it's so important to me, because I've written a song called Someone of Love I did not release. And that was more about a spiritual kind of love. Spirituality is so important. Spiritual love. Love that transcends everything, and that song I may or may not release. I don't know. It was at a time where I was going through so much, and I was in a recording studio recording because I was performing. Like, I performed like 20 shows every weekend, and I was so on so much stuff. You know, I want to know that when I did it, I was kind of all of it, but it was about love in a spiritual sense. And I wanted to talk about that because I truly believe that, as well as romantic love, because I love writing about love, in particular with romance, because it's part of who we are. It's part of this is what keeps us together. You know, because if I come across somebody and I meet them and I date them or whatever, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to feel very good because I can say to them, you know, I love you, you know, because, you know, I already said that is why I fell in love with you, and they love me back, and then I hope that the love that I have with them can last. Can last forever, forever, on through time, at least in the rock version.
Because
that is it. That was for our run through time. You know, it's important to enjoy each other on this Saturday morning or evening, wherever you are, whether you're in the United States or if you hear me on the internet from France, Britain, Norway, in Europe, or around the world. We're all important. The slow evolution of Dove Night is where is the process of understanding my constant evolvement in writing music and being the artist that I am. So I hope you would consider listening to it on Spotify as well as iTunes or Apple. It's there for you to enjoy if you prefer. I keep an open mind. I hope you keep an open mind too. You deserve the best, and I deserve the best. Because the truth is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy, everybody on this planet. Because that's what keeps us going, and that's the right thing to believe. May God bless you all. Good night, or good day if you're in Europe, or wherever you are, from Dove Night.